Welcome to Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm CB Darogi. This week, Memory Unmasked by Pauline Barmby. Everybody else who got superpowers from the vaccine? Super strength, x-ray vision, telekinesis, teleportation. Me? Super smell. There are perks. Bakeries are rapturous. Christmas tree farms? Splendid. And the ocean at high tide, away from fish processing plants? Exhilarating. I find missing kids, grandparents, and pets. I track down bad guys. Identify mysterious substances in packages that show up at the Prime Minister's office. Tip off health inspectors about restaurants and grocery stores that need to be more careful about their sanitation. Heroic? Maybe. Passing the better-known heroes in hallways at the agency, I have to force my shoulders down and relax my jaw. I get that people with super strength break things, sometimes even people, by accident. That the levitators inevitably put someone on the ceiling, and the teleporters can't always clear their destinations. But all of them can still go to a hospital or walk past a dumpster without needing an epiglottis of steel. They can cook for themselves, and even go to the dog park. They can take off their masks. And the memories don't follow them like a reeking shadow clinging to their heels. The doctor pointed at the MRI image displayed on the screen. I managed not to be too distracted by her toothpaste. It wasn't one of the standard brands, likely a European import. The tang of anise reminded me of the ouzo I'd been given by a Greek colleague long ago. Your olfactory center shows significant hypertrophy, consistent with your report of hypersensitivity. The good news is that with focused transcranial magnetic stimulation, it should be possible to shrink it and reduce the severity of your symptoms, she said. A chill ran up my spine. Could it be that simple? The faint whiff of lavender drifted across the room when the doctor jammed her hands in her white coat's pockets. The citywide hospital linen service had changed detergents again. I thought of the scratchy, bleached sheets at the nursing home where my grandfather had lived after developing dementia. He'd acquired telepathy and died tormented by a power that he could neither control nor understand. The doctor tapped the screen with a sulfurous felt-tip marker. There is a possibility of a significant side effect, however. The olfactory center lies very close to the hippocampus and the amygdala, two areas of the brain important in processing memories. My stomach churned. Believe me, I know. She spun the marker with two fingers and continued. We have very precise targeting and positioning algorithms for the TMS, but brain anatomy is complex, and it's possible that some memory areas could also be affected. What are we talking about here? Short-term, long-term, working memory? The doctor sighed, and the hint of anise wafted toward me again. Could be any of those. Our knowledge of how memory functions is far from complete, and this particular procedure is experimental. I swallowed. I see, thank you. I'll need to think this over. Of course. The doctor rose and shook my hand. I'll email you some literature. You can contact the reception system to make an appointment for a follow-up. I left the doctor's office to make the short walk home, assaulted in turn by the neighborhood pizza joint, a passing garbage truck, and the lilacs in my neighbor's garden. At least the nausea was easier to control than it used to be. My phone chirped with the distinctive ring from my handler at the agency. Damn it, I really didn't need an emergency this afternoon. I sighed and accepted the call.
We know where you were,
Janie blurted.
I'm disappointed that you would even consider this. Think of how many people you've helped. You want to just throw that away?
I know I help people, and you know the price I pay. Just, it's excruciating sometimes. I'm not always sure it's worth it. Her voice was softer.
It's not easy, I get that. Remember that you do a lot of good in the world, too. I'd miss you. Just think about it carefully, okay?
I imagined Janine's cinnamon and cloves perfume drifting across the ether. I'd miss her, too. Thanks, I will. I ended the call as my front door's smart lock activated. My footsteps echoed in the empty house. I'd had to remove all of the carpets and drapes and most of the upholstered furniture. Too much odor retention. Having soft surfaces had become less important once babyproofing was no longer necessary. The black and white picture of Jesse and Joe stared at me from the hallway. Jesse's chubby cheeks and curly hair, her tiny fist clenched tight in Joe's beard, both grinning at the camera. It had been 2 years since they were crushed in a building collapse caused by one of the first vaccine-produced telekinetics. His powers not yet mastered. A dull ache throbbed in my gut. I could end this. With my own powers and maybe my memories diminished, I wouldn't have to be reminded of them every second. I could build a new life somewhere far away. I could take my mask off. On my way upstairs, the third stair creaked, and the seventh. Hinges squealed as I pushed the nursery door open. I slipped inside, leaned over the crib rail, and rested my head on the mattress. The faint bite of the room's dust was the only thing I could detect. Even for me, the baby smell was gone. The aroma of apple blossoms drifted through the slightly open window. The postal worker whose life I'd probably saved by identifying the explosive-laced package, he had smelled like apples. Tears in his eyes, he'd showed me the picture on his phone's lock screen, his husband and their twins. Maybe I could help a few more families. I couldn't let go of mine. I picked up my phone to call Janine about the next mission. This has been Memory Unmasked, written by Pauline Barmby, and previously published in SFS Stories. Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast is supported by patrons on Patreon. Visit patreon.com/manawaker to find out more. The Flash Fiction Podcast theme song is by Kevin MacLeod. The podcast is produced, edited, and narrated by me, CB DeRogi. Thanks for listening.